Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Good morning and welcome to the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention broadcast right here on NPA, NPA Radio on Blog Talk Radio Network. We're being heard literally all over the world. You're here in a live studio. We can be accessed simply by dialing in. That number to dial in is 347-934-0207. And we're being heard all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries? And to God be the glory. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, China, New Mexico, Brazil, you name it, all over the world. And we'd like to take a moment and give God praise. Also, we'd like to introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this. The man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, Pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. In a moment, our chief will be taking the stand, but we just want to remind every listener and give you a few instructions. For those of you who join us by way of radio, remember, you want to follow instructions on advice that you've logged on with, and you will be able to participate as well. To mute your phone, press 6 and the star key. That will mute as well as unmute your phone. If you have a question, press star 6 and the number 1, and the host will be with you immediately. For those who join us from all around the world, remember, if there's a problem, you will either receive, you hear music on your connection, or you hear the announcer says, this line is now muted. In case of that, what you want to do is dial out, redial back into the program, and you'll be able to participate. And again, we want to welcome all of you to the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention broadcast. And today is a powerful day as our chief takes the stand. And also for those of you who are listening by way of the blog talk, remember, you can get in touch with our chief simply by calling 913-406-4845. Or you may write to him, Dr. Bernard Johnson, P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. Stay with us and you will receive more information as to how you can be a blessing to this great ministry. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Good morning to all of you on the front line. This is a wonderful day to give God praise. And I certainly am here. I've been here early this morning for you. Amen. God is so multitudinously wonderful. Yes, my God. Look at the multitude and you'll understand what I'm saying. The Bible says that he healed the whole multitude. My God. And anyone who can heal the whole multitude has to be God Jehovah. There's only one true and living God. And we do glorify him this morning. We fear him at the same time we reverence him and give him glory and thank him for the privilege of being his children, all of us. Thank God for you. This is the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line, a line dedicated to praising God. We want to thank all of you for coming from every walk of life, from every church affiliation, church denomination. Eh? The enemy lost again. Baptists are praising God with Church of God in Christ. Church of God in Christ are praising God with apostolics. Apostolics are praising God with Methodists. And I can go on and on. Catholics are praising God with the Lutherans. We're coming together to pray and to praise and to give God his just due, his glory. That's one of my goals now, to get God more glory. How does he get it? He gets it through your praise, through your testimonies, through talking about his wondrous works. Amen. And oh, my God, he deserves the glory, and he deserves the praise. He's going to get it. Just a few moments, I'm going to bring a message to you. Amen. Hopefully, you will open your ears and hear it. I just want to talk about something that God gave me. He woke me up early, around 3:30 in the morning, and told me to tell you something. I want to tell you. Hope you will hear it, that he will bless your souls. And as my Caucasian friends say, bless your socks off. Amen. God is so good. All right. Let's have a word of prayer this morning. Let me see which one of these prayer warriors will pray. Who will pray this morning? Kind of as a privilege to come before God, one of the most magnificent privileges ever given to man is to talk to God. We couldn't talk to him one day except through the preacher. But here we are able to talk to him. And some of y'all hold your peace. Who counts as a privilege to talk to the Lord today?
Good morning. This is Ambassador Frierson, area code.
All right. God bless you.
From Michigan.
The line is open to you.
Dear God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for starting us on our way. For this is the day that you have made, and Lord, we're rejoicing. Oh, God, we thank you, we thank you. We praise your great name. We give you the honor. We give you the glory. There's none like you, none like you, none like you. Oh, God, we ask you to forgive us for every sin of omission, every sin of commission, oh, God, for each iniquity, oh, God. Lord, forgive us, oh, God. Give us another chance, oh, God. Help us, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we're on this line to honor you, to praise you, just to give you the glory. Lord, we just want to thank you for each and every family that's represented on this line. Oh, God, we lift each and every family up before you. Oh, God, we just want to thank you because you watched over us all night long. You blessed us, oh, God. You didn't let anyone break into our homes. You didn't let us be murdered. But, Lord, you covered us with your blood. And, Lord, we're thankful. We're thankful. We're thankful, oh, God. And, Lord, we ask you to bless children on today as they go back and forth to school, as they go from class to class. Be with our children, oh, God. Keep your loving arms of protection around them. Lord, give them a mind to want to be obedient, oh, God, obedient to your word, obedient to what's right. And, Lord, help them to be receptive to what the teachers are teaching, oh, God. We ask you to look on the teachers, Lord. Bless them right now, Lord. Oh, God, help them to do the right thing and to say the right thing to the children, oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, we have unspoken requests on this line that we offer up before you, oh, God. We don't have to tell anybody what they are, but, Lord, you know the heart of man. And, Lord, you know what's on our minds. And, Lord, you know what we're in need of, oh, God. Answer according to your purpose, oh, God. Answer according to your purpose. Oh, God, we just thank you, thank you, thank you. And, Lord, help us to forever give you the praise. These blessings we ask in your name. Amen.
Thank you so much. Amen. Let's see if the people are awake this morning. I know people get so settled in their beds until they don't want to move. Amen. I'm going to see if they'll speak to me. Amen. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, y'all. Good morning. There's so many others who didn't speak. I want to ask you to at least speak to the Lord. He's been so good to you. He's the one that lets you sleep all night long, woke you up in your right mind. You could have been like Hezekiah trying to eat grass out there like a horse or a dog. But God allowed you to be in your right mind. Man, will you speak to him? Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning,
Lord. Who on this line has a praise for him? He's been mighty good to you. Let your heart beat over 100,000 times over the night. and you owe him some praise. Let's wake up and praise him. And let's pray for 2 or 3 minutes at least. Come on. Good morning, Lord, and thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
the blog live last night, it was so off the chain. Amen. The devil thought he had us and thought I wasn't going to be there and tried to keep me from being there. And then the saints began to praise God. So it was like a roar. How many of y'all remember that I prophesied to the apostles of the Holy Ghost that the blog line, one day there would be a roar on there, a roar of praise? It was like that last night. I mean, people were praising God so. It was just unreal, just thanking God like I haven't really heard too much on the blog line like that last night. Amen. When they finally got started, they were praising God as never before. It was something to behold. And thank God for what he did. And then the youth prayer line was so delicious. It was so wonderful. Amen. One of our young people from Amazing Grace was a special guest speaker last night. Amen. Sister Alasia, who is such a leader, and she was a great, great blessing. She is a great, great blessing. And then the youth prayer line was just great. Thank you so much, amen, for last night, Ambassador Hodges. And then on Tuesday night, Ambassador Pfeiffer, who had a wonderful, wonderful prayer line. I'm still eating fruit. Amen from that. God bless all of you on the line today. And we do thank the Lord for everything he's done. The Lord woke me up, and it was about 3:35, and he gave me a phenomenal word of encouragement for all of you on this prayer line. This is what we call the Chief's Day, and I promise you all, I said to you all that I will try to speak on Fridays, and I want to say a word to you. And the Lord woke me up about 3:35 and told me this old school, you might say. He told me to go old school on y'all this morning. And he took me to Galatians 6:9, which says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And then the Lord gave me this old-school topic, and he told me to give it to you. I hope you receive it. Are y'all ready for it?
Yes.
Are y'all ready for it?
Yes.
Y'all won't talk to me.
Yes.
Amen. Yes, you will. God said to tell you this old school topic. He said, tell you to hold on a little while longer. So help is on the way. Hold on a little while longer because help is on the way. I don't know who that's for, but somebody who has been through a storm, I believe is for them. Amen. Somebody who has had your back against the wall should be able to tell who is wrong because a message like that from the Lord, somebody should have been praising God. God said to tell you with your back against the wall. God said to tell you feeling down and hurting down inside. God said to tell you to hold on a little while longer because help is on the way. He said he's sending help to you. That ought to be good news for somebody on this line. And God, Lord, is sending help. So to myself, maybe it's just for me. And when God gave to me, before I knew it, tears started swelling up in my eyes. I knew it was the Lord because help is exactly what I've been looking for. Help for our church and for First Fruits. So help is exactly what I've been looking for. It must be what somebody else on this line is looking for and what someone else needs. Because God gave this to you on this line. The Lord told me to tell you, hold on a little while longer. Help. Amen. That's what I want to hear. Because somebody who really believes that will be praising God right now. Because anytime God sends a message like you can rest assured that it's going to come to pass. Hold on a little while longer. Help is on the way. And let me go to the scripture here and read this scripture here so you can really understand what I'm saying to you this morning. Well, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. Oh, my Lord, what shall we do? The servant, I believe it was Gehazi, asked the prophet. And the prophet replied, don't be afraid, Gehazi. Those that be with us are more than they that be with them. I want to go from that scripture and back it up a little bit here and give you some of the historicity of this text here. Hold on a little while longer. It's a theme. Help is on the way. And I want to bring this thing to you today. There is a purpose for this message. It is to encourage you to not throw in the towel, to not give up, because the enemy comes to sift you as wheat like he did Peter. But God is against what the enemy comes to do. Jesus told Peter, don't worry, Peter. I am praying for you. God said he's praying for you. Jesus said it. I'm praying for you. Hold on a little while longer because I'm praying for you. I'm sitting at the right hand of the Father, and help is on the way. Here in the sixth chapter of 2 Kings, Elisha, the prophet, is the secondary character in this text. The primary character in this text is God Jehovah. And he is the primary character in every text, even with his son, Jesus. And here are the Arameans, you might say, King Aram of the Aramites and the Arameans, who are somehow flexing their muscles to see if they can be the most important people in the land. There is a people in the land that God has blessed. They aren't perfect, but they're trying to do everything that God has led them to do. They're the Israelites. Yeah, they're people who God has shown favor to. And so the king of the Aramites, they decide that they want to come against Israel. Now, you have to understand, Israel has been declared the bride of God. They're the ones that God heard praying about 646 years and saying, Lord, deliver us. And God heard their cry and sent a deliverer named Moses. See, you have to be careful of the people that God really calls us to become anointed of God. He sent Moses. After all those many years, he sends Moses. And Moses goes as a deliverer to his people and to the Israelites. And God delivers them out of the hand of the Pharaoh. And when they come out wealthy. First exchange of wealth right there. God just told them, go and tell the Egyptians to loan you their wealth. And they did it. God just sent the exchange of wealth right there. The Israelites left their filthy rich, you might say. They were multi-millionaires. You got to understand that the Egyptians were the richest people on the face of the earth at that time. And in exchange to the Israelites, who became the richest people on the face of the earth. I hope that didn't go above y'all's head. I hope you caught that. See, you got to see that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. And they became the richest people on the face of the earth. Do you think that history will ever repeat itself again? Did y'all catch that? Yeah. It's going to repeat itself again. God's people will become the richest people on the face of this earth. I've been prophesying at Amazing Grace. God is making millionaires across the world. And I pray for them and ask God to remember the people at Amazing Grace. May I pray that prayer for you, Lord, for the people here on this line. Lord, I want to ask that as you're making millionaires across this country, that you would remember many of the people here on this prayer line who have gotten up for you to give you glory and to give you praise. The wealth shall be exchanged again in this world, for history shall repeat it. God, I want to thank you. Here is Elisha the prophet, and here is the king of Israel, and here are the Arameans, King Aram, and the Syrians who are coming against Israelites. The king Aram wants to find out something, because every time he sets up a trap for the people of God, the Israelites, somehow the Israelites find out about it, and they avoid the trap. And the king Aram wants to know, calls his people together, said, now who is the spy among y'all? Somebody is giving my plans out to these Israelites. Why do I know that? Because every time I set up a trap with them, some way, somehow, they find out about it and they avoid my trap. Who is the spy? Tell me, seek it out. And one of his men speaks up and says, oh, King Aram, there is no one who is a spy among your people. We're all faithful to you. But what has happened is that the king of Israel has a prophet among them, and his name is Elisha. Now, Elisha was the understudy of Elijah. You remember when Elijah was caught up in a whirlwind and he dropped his mantle, his cloak, and Elisha caught it. And he was a true prophet of God. And so they told Aram, the king of those Aramites who were part of the Assyrians. He said, now, this man is from God. And even in your bedroom, when you say your plans of how you're going to set up an ambush for the Israelites, this man hears your plan, and he takes it, takes the plans to the Israeli king and tells him your plan. So the king Aram becomes furious. He was mad as he can be. He said, go and seek out where he is so we may capture him. And they went to seek him out, and someone said, he's in Dothan. And they sent a whole army for one man. Let me tell you something. The man of God, whether you like it or not, you're not on his level. I don't care. You may fast and this and that, but the chosen man of God is on a different level. Let me put it to you. His king, Aram, he doesn't send two or three people to capture the man of God, the prophet of God. He sends a whole army of thousands to capture the man of God. I want to tell you something. When you have a real man of God who's being used of the Lord and one who believes as never before the faith, you may think that you're the target, but you're really not. The enemy seeks to attack the leader of what God is doing. He seeks to attack the man, the prophet of God, because he knows the prophet of God and the Lord gives instructions to his people. What happened here? He sends a whole army against Elisha. And here they are in Dothan, and they arrest him. And Elisha's servant, who is called Gehazi, I believe, at that time, he wakes up that morning, and he looks out and is so alarmed because Elisha, the man of God, the prophet of God, is so important to God's enemies that they sent a whole army. Now, let me get you to see it. We got people on the line here from Waukegan and from St. Louis and Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri, and from Texas, you might say, cities in Texas and cities in Illinois and cities in Kentucky and cities in Virginia and just keep on naming cities all over the world. But can you imagine that one man is being used of God and he's so important to God's enemies that they send an army to surround the whole city? I mean, Kansas City, Missouri, you think that was something with Hillary Clinton yesterday? They sent an army to surround not the convention center, but the whole city is surrounded. The whole city is surrounded. Why? Because there is a man of God. Let me tell you, saints of God, when you work the works of the Lord, you become so important to Satan and his army that he sends all kind of demons after you everywhere. I mean, because you are attacking his kingdom so until demons are everywhere trying their best to destroy you. Mm-hmm. So you're doing too much damage to his kingdom. That's why I keep asking you on the line here, not just me, but for men all across the world and women all across the country who are doing the will of God. They need your prayers because the enemy seeks to destroy the prophets of God. Mm-hmm. So here is the Armenian king over akin to the Assyrians, and they send a whole army to get who? One prophet, Elisha. Mm-hmm. And the whole city is surrounded. My God. No wonder Gehazi woke up and said, oh, my God, my Lord, Elisha, look. Oh, there is a whole army around the city. And they're here for you, Elisha. They're here for you. Are you sure? Yes, they're here for you. They have They have torches. They have fire. They're here to kill you, Elisha, because you're giving the plans of Aram to the king of Israel, God's people. Well, it would be frightening if you didn't have God on your side. I tell you, he's more than the whole wide world against you. Mother Johnson taught me that. If the Lord is on your side, he's more than the whole wide world against you. And Elijah was not shaken because the enemy was against him. It was his servant Gehazi who was shaken. And what did Elisha do? Elisha, in my mind, I can see him standing up. Because, see, you've got to stand up against the enemy. And he says these words that have become so famous. I want to give them to you. And hopefully you will be encouraged by this. Elijah says to Gehazi, his servant, "Servant, fear not, because they..." Oh, my God, don't make me run around this room, Lord. "They that be with us are more than they that be with them." Come here, come here. You man possessed of 10,000, maybe a million demons, legions, come here. Do you frighten me? No, because with God for me, he's more than anybody else against me. I know you got 10,000 demons, legions, but I got to tell you something. They that be with us are more than they that be with you. Yeah, when God is on your side, they that be with you are more than every demon that's against you. Oh, my God. That's why we as God's people have to believe the word of God when he said, "Whatever we bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven." Listen, don't get a man or a woman of God against you. You want to bless them, because if you don't bless them, they can just haphazardly speak against you. And they that be with us are more than they that be with you. Let me tell you something. The Lord, his people have more influence and they have more power than any demon in this world. They can just ask God to just fix things, and God will hear their prayer and fix them. Why did I lead you all on a 100-day fast? Because in the book of Matthew, the 17th chapter, the Lord told the disciples, "Why can we?" When they said, "Why can we not cast the demon out of this boy who throws himself into the fire and to the water?" God said, "Because you don't have the faith to believe it. And these times cometh out by prayer and by fasting." I want to tell you, the 100-day fast that you all went in and went on made it so that they that be with you are more than every demon that be against you. He can work it out and make it all right. Here is Elisha saying to Gehazi, "They that be with us are more than they that be with them." I got to hurry here this morning and try my best to come to a conclusion and a close here today. But I want to just say I received encouragement just here this morning when God brought it home to me and he put it on my level. So even though I understood it, I could understand it much better. Oh, y'all. Excuse me this morning, but I don't want y'all to laugh at me. Please don't laugh at me. But I got to put it on my plate, and maybe my plate will spill over and be on your plate. Because this topic that God gave me, hold on a little while longer. Help is on the way. This topic I want to put it on my plate because I need it. Amen. I need it. I got ambassadors who are prayer ambassadors who don't want to pray. I got ambassadors who are prayer ambassadors who don't want to get a praise report. I got ambassadors, prayer ambassadors, who are not compassionate. I got ambassadors, prayer ambassadors, who are really not concerned about people. But don't laugh at me, but I'm putting this on my plate. Some people know that I like cowboy movies. Yeah, don't y'all laugh at me. But how many times have I seen the cowboys or a group of people that are being attacked by Indians? And I love Indians. And just as it looks like it's over for them, they're shooting arrows. Many of the people in that house have died. And it looks like it's over because there are three or four people left. And they're running out of ammunition. And in fact, they run out. They don't know what they're going to do. And just when it looks like they're throwing in the towel, just when it looks like it's over, just when it looks like it's over, there is hope. Why? Here comes the cavalry. They're blowing the trumpets, and here comes them dressed in blue uniforms, riding those horses, and they rescue the people who are in trouble. Oh my God. Oh, my God. Excuse me this morning, but I saw Jesus as your cavalry, as my cavalry, as our cavalry. I saw Jesus as the cavalry. Somebody on this line this morning is in trouble right now. But over 2,000 years ago, Jesus went to Calvary. And he bled and died on Calvary. They nailed his hands to the cross and his feet to the cross. They stretched that cross wide and dropped it low. Poof! And ripped his hands. And blood came in. And pierced him in the side. And when he was pierced in the side, oh, my God. Haima came out. Blood came out. And Hudor came out. Water came out. And Haima was life. The blood, life is in the blood. And Hudor meant a continuation of life, the water that flows. See, when Jesus dropped blood down out of his side, they pierced him. Thank God. They could have pierced him in the arm and blood would have run out. They could have pierced him in the heart and blood would have run out. They could have pierced him on his thigh and blood would have run out. But they made a mistake and pierced him in the side. And blood, Haima, and Hudor, water, ran out.
Hey.
Mixed with the blood. And I believe it helped it run down Calvary, y'all.
No.
Ran slow until there had to be a calvary. Of water down there, and somehow that blood and water mixed together and ran down and got in a tributary and ran all around that area and saved folks all around in that area where Jesus died. It was so powerful. The water somehow must have got in the sea somewhere and came across the sea, came to Mama, Mother Ellie Johnson, and saved her, went to my daddy and saved him, saved your mama, saved your daddy. Save my sisters and save my brothers. And then somehow, some way, the blood found me. And here I am because of Haima and Hudo. Let me tell you something. The blood still works. Huh? No matter who you are, it still works. Yeah. Oh, my God. And here, going back to our text, is that army by that King Aram trying to attack Elisha. But they that be with them are more than they that be with the enemy. And I want to just say it for me, on my plate. Yeah. I got a cavalry. Amen. I hope it spills over to you. I hope you're saying, I got a cavalry. Our cavalry is the one who whipped the cavalry and shed his blood on Calvary. And they do it eating abundantly for me and touch me and heal my body and set me free. I got a cavalry. Yeah. Wake up. Gehazi, wake up. God, take the cataracts off his eyes and let him see the day to be with us are more than they say to be with him. Elisha, oh, somehow God put the cataract off his eyes, and now here he is. Oh, my God, here they are. I see an army all up on the hill, and they got fire in their hands, torches in their hands. They got chariots, and they're getting ready to march against our enemies. Yeah, yeah, demons, you come at God's people. You come at the women of God. You come at the men of God. But I got to tell you, God's got the people, angels up on the hill that are waiting just to attack you, to give you everything that you think that you can handle, and even more. God's angels attacking you. The blood of Jesus is against you. Send the blood over 2,000 years ago. The blood is still working for us. Thank you, Lord, because it's still there. If you got cancer, it's in the blood to heal you. If you got diabetes, it's in the blood to heal you. If you got lupus, it's in the blood to heal you. Some kind of carpal tunnel, it's in the blood to heal you. If you got stomach trouble, back trouble, heart trouble, mind trouble, it's in the blood. The healing is in the blood. And may it be with us more than they that be with them. And let me tell you, all you got to do is hold on. I know you can't see it. I know you've been through a storm. I know somebody feels like fainting. But let us be not weary and well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Listen, don't faint. I know you may be a little weary, but don't faint. Yeah, you had to go through great tests. I know you've been through great trials and great tribulations and been through the storm and been through the rain and been wounded and been bruised and had to weep all night long. I know you had your bills stacked so high. You had your water bill almost cut off. Had your electricity almost cut off. You've had people to do you wrong. You've been lied on. You've been cheated out of things. You've been rebuked and you've been scorned. You've been scorned. Some people got jealous of you. They tried to scandalize your name. Took what you thought belonged to you and they took it. They dug ditches for you. Put pitfalls in your way. They were grinning in your face and at the same time stabbing you in your back. Somebody had been set aside. They tried to push you down. They left you out on purpose just to hold you back. They didn't appreciate you. No matter what you did, so much you did for them, they took you for granted and didn't appreciate it. I know I'm talking to somebody on this line. All your life, you've been misunderstood.